Okay, the guy across the canal is sanding. But we're going to go with anyway, because that's just how we roll. Susan and I are going to have a laugh here. I'm here with Susan DeVriend. We are sitting on the canal. We're sitting on the ground on the canal in Amsterdam. It's a gorgeous blue sky, puffy white cloud day. And we are going to talk about energy and Reiki.
Yep. Let's do it.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bradley.
Susan DeVriend here, good friend of mine. And I am going to be joining her, and she'll correct me as I go along here. I'm going to be joining her workshop, her class, she'll tell us what it's called, on Reiki in a few weeks. It is currently spring of 2024, and we'll put dates and info down below if you want to sign up, if you want to hear about it. And I'm just going to ask her a little bit about what it is that we're doing.
Great. Yeah.
So, yeah, just to jump right into it, kind of what is it? Why are we doing it?
Sure.
Why am I interested? Well, I know why I'm interested, but I want to hear why you think I should be interested or why anybody's interested.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Well, let me start off with how I got involved. Is that okay?
Yeah,
with Reiki.
Great.
And let me just clear it up. It's a Japanese energy healing methodology. And oh. Reiki stands for Universal Life Force Energy.
Oh, wow.
So it's energy moves all things. We are mostly energy. And as an energy healer, we can help move things that are in the body. Emotions, mental stuckness, physical pain, by using Reiki. And I was introduced to it in about around 2011, 2012, when I became pregnant with my daughter. My sister-in-law was using holistic therapies to help me with some anxieties that I was having moving to a foreign country. And then when I became pregnant, she decided to use Reiki because of having a baby in me. She wanted it to be a much more gentle process. She was prior using like a laser technique to help clear my meridians. Excuse me. My meridians are how energy flows in and out of our bodies. Reiki focuses more on chakras. Those are energy sources, like they're in different parts of your body. But meridians are like lines. It's just a different.
Okay.
She was using a totally different technique. When she was using Reiki, I could just feel the energy flowing through me. And actually, my daughter, when she was getting to a certain point, she started kicking sometimes.
Wow.
But that's how I got introduced to it. And then my sister-in-law said, she told me how I could have Reiki, which was interesting. How do people become energy healers? It might be an elusive thing to people. I realize that. We might understand what energy healing is, but who are the people that become them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is a way, and that's what this workshop's about, is to help people become an energy healer.
Yeah.
It's available to everyone. Reiki has a process in which you receive it, and that's what this class is.
Okay.
So, I also teach Holy Fire Reiki, which is an upgraded version. Some bikers going by. An upgraded version of Usui. Usui is the original Japanese master who brought Reiki through him to Earth. And Reiki back then, centuries ago in Japan, was only for men and for only very exclusive club of people.
Wow.
So in late 90s, it got brought over to Western culture, I believe in the U.S. I'll have to check my facts on this. And it became available to everyone. And ever since, it's just been growing and growing and growing. So it's now available to everyone, as it should have always been.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask a question on that one?
Yeah.
Because I think, so I'm going to go with stereotypes and cliches. Because that's where I used to be, and so I can easily get to stereotypes and cliches because I used to be there, and I'm no longer there.
Okay.
Right? And so, like, with energy and energy healing, even more so. But I think that, so to go with the stereotypes, no, Susan, you can't help me, or I can't do this. I need to be a Japanese Zen master,
right,
and live on a mountaintop and be a monk for 40 years and not speak for 8 years. And I don't know, I'm making up all this stuff, but you know, all these things where I think, no, only that super duper rock star can do these,
right,
things, and I can't.
No, that's not true anymore. Or it never was.
Or never was, right. It's just
It's the way sometimes, let's just say, humanity receives things. And now what we know is it can be for anybody who's open to it. When I was taught, Yusui is very strict, but holy fire is not.
And strict.
Strict. Okay. So because it was so new, there's symbols and all these things that you have to learn.
Okay.
And, excuse me, Yusui is the one people know of laying down the hands on people.
Okay.
And there'll be a little teaching of that because we still honor that tradition. And holy fire is also under Reiki.org. If you go there, you can read about both these methods.
Okay.
So they're both recognized. But holy fire is different because it doesn't work the same as it used to. It just flows through the person. It has nothing to do with the person.
Okay.
So you don't have to be... They used to say you couldn't drink alcohol for 48 hours before you could give healing.
Okay.
None of that stuff matters anymore. It's been... You're just the point of reference for the energy to flow through to get to the other person.
Yeah.
It's kind of beautiful in a way.
Wow.
And I will say this. You never know what's going to happen. Even as the master or the healer, you just you get intuitive hits, and then it goes where it needs to. It's really not about the person.
Yeah.
And so you might ask yourself, why do I have to get attuned?
Yeah.
It's necessary for receiving it that you learn it from a master.
Okay, yeah.
For these reasons, because there's a lot of stuff.
You know what I think is really interesting about this is that, so Susan and I know each other, well, actually from Toastmasters, but then we've done improv comedy together. And improv comedy is perfect for both me and Susan because it's there's kind of no structure, it's kind of chaotic, although there are sort of rules and guidelines, but it's kind of organized chaos in a way.
I love that.
And that's super fun. And so, but and for me, my experience with spirituality is I am such an experimenter. Mm. And I will just go do stuff. And I don't know what it's called, or I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't read a book. I just sort of do things and experience it. And then later somebody might tell me, oh, what you did is the XYZ method of bicycling, right? Whatever.
Right.
And what I like about Reiki is that it has all these traditions. It has the history. And it has the... And again, I know nothing about it, but just from what I'm hearing from you, it has this background and this history and the structure and, I don't know, books and methodologies and ways to do it or something.
Right.
And I like that because it's not, and this is no offense to Susan, but it's not Susan's fun idea.
No.
You know, we're going to play with on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And it's Susan is guiding us in this proven process.
Yep.
or
And recognized.
And recognized, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm the same. Most everything I do is very intuitive. I like to experiment, and then I'll find out years later, oh, well, that's a Wiccan thing. What?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I just made a circle on the ground and put a candle, I don't know, just to use another place that I have kind of tumbled across things where I'm like, how did I know that? Or, you know, I think we all are connected to these old traditions is what I'm trying to say. And and that's the invitation. Reiki is, it has its traditions, but now because it's opening up more, it's even getting upgraded because more humans are using it. Humans, people.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we could say people. I don't know why I said humans. I'm just visiting from planet. I don't know. little improv coming through. So we have some street noise going on. All kinds. Hammering, people talking. I love it.
We are focused. Susan and I are focused among the hammering and the sanding and the cars. There was we did stop earlier because there was a street cleaner. He was really noisy. And now we got people talking to each other. But that's okay.
That's fine.
Because Susan and I are connecting here, and hopefully we're connecting with you, dear listener. And we're going to do some B-roll and share with you. Wow, that was very Dutch. I said share you. We're going to share with you. When Dutch translates to English, by the way, here's a little fun tip. Little tidbit of Dutch culture.
When you come to
the Netherlandia, they tend to just take... like they say, I'm gonna. Well, they also use the word learn instead of teach. I'm gonna learn you how to ride a bike, and I'm gonna explain you the process. I'm gonna explain you Reiki. No, you're missing a little word there. I'm gonna explain Reiki to you. Anyway, there you go, a little Dutch lesson for you here on
Dutch
our
lessons
on our beautiful
along the
Tuesday.
Dutch canals.
Yes, along the Dutch canals. Complete with sanding, and I think we must be sitting right next to the back entrance of a hotel. Okay.
So,
I think so.
Are we done?
I don't know. I think we're...
Well, can I say a little more?
Oh, yes. We're done. Say a little more.
Okay, we're done. We're at 10.
No, we're not done, but go ahead.
So you might be asking yourself, well, how can I use Reiki? You know, why?
Oh, yes. Like, why should we do this? It sounds fun and all, Susan. What are we doing?
It sounds crazy. Well... Okay. So this is for people who want to be attuned. And the first class I'm teaching is Reiki 1.
Sorry, what does that mean, attuned?
Attuned, thank you for asking. Attuned means I will give all the attendees the ability to be energy healers.
Oh, wow.
Through Reiki.
Okay.
And Reiki 1...
And we get that in one day.
One full day.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I know. It's cool. And if I do it online, it's kind of condensed. I can do it online as well.
We're talking about in person.
So this is, a local event. We're doing a 6-hour kind of retreat. And we'll be doing Reiki 2 in June. Yeah. So the difference is Reiki 1's a really nice step in to heal for yourself, for your loved ones, people who are really close to you, people you live with, partners, pets, plants, your environment. And this is really nice for people who, you know, like let's say you have an anxious moment.
Yeah.
You can give yourself Reiki. You can find a place to be calm by inviting the Reiki in. And it has helped me. I've had some stress lately, personally, some stuff. And I'll just lay down and invite the Reiki in, and it takes care of aches and pains and helps me calm my system, my central nervous system, which is really important. So these are some of the things at Reiki 1 that you can do for yourself. Reiki 2 is where you become a practitioner, so you can give healing as a part of your business. This is great for people who do anything with coaching.
Oh, wow.
You can use it in a number of ways. For any coaching, especially if you work with people who are trying to achieve new things in their life or step out of their comfort zones,
wow.
You can offer them Reiki healing to get through some of those things, and that can be a separate session.
And, wow, that's really cool.
And when you go to Reiki.org, it shows you how much to charge for these things, so you don't really have to think about that part of the business. It's already, they even teach you how to set it up as a business. So that's at the practitioner level, and then if you want to go all the way, become a master like me, which is such a funny word to say. I'm a master.
I'm a master. Hello.
You
peon.
You little ones. Listen.
Little ones.
But basically, master means you are able to bring it to others. So you can have these classes to teach others and attune them.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's some... attuning, initiation, they call it, those words are what they use it. You'll learn about the symbols, the Japanese symbols, and what they mean. They get downloaded into your being so that you become a healer. you can think about those symbols and that brings and invites the healing in, but with holy fire, you don't have to do any of that stuff. You just have to invite Reiki and then it's there. I think it's always helpful to hear an example of how this works.
Yeah, because great, yeah.
It sounds really magical, and it does feel magical. But here's my example. This is very powerful, and sometimes I'm even like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened, right? Because, oh, we have a crowd, because Bradley and I are very popular.
And we've got pigeons circling.
We got a pigeon. Pigeons are circling. We might have to wrap this now. One time I was traveling. My family was back in the Netherlands, and I was in the U.S. And my husband called me and said, hey, our daughter had just gotten a vaccination, and her arm was hurting, and she couldn't bring it down and get comfortable. She had to hold it above her head when she was laying down, and it was very uncomfortable. And he's like, I can't help her in any way. Can you give her Reiki? One great thing about getting Reiki is your family starts to recognize how it helps.
Wow.
I've used it with my husband when he had to interview for jobs. Just makes you much more calm and centered. So he's definitely on board with Reiki. Called me. I was in an airport.
That's really cool that your husband's into it.
Yeah.
On board.
And over time, it's just gotten more.
Yeah.
So he called me and said, she's got this problem with her arm and she can't sleep. Can you help? I'm like, okay. And intuitively, I came up with this whole idea. I had my husband use his hands as kind of a placebo because he's not attuned to Reiki 1. I said, I just want you to put your hands in these positions. And I want all of us, I want you to put me on speakerphone so all three of us can collectively do a few deep breaths. And then I want us all to close our eyes. And working together, I'm going to send the Reiki. Just a second, everybody. It's midday.
There's church bells going off in the background, too. We don't have enough going on. And the Sanders back at it. And you might think, Bradley and Susan, couldn't you have gone to like a more quiet place? But you know what? We're rolling with it.
It'll all add to the flavor of the storytelling. Yes. What if I just happen to fall into the canal? Let's make it real exciting. So anyway, what I'm saying is...
Your daughter.
My daughter, my husband, and I did three breaths together, and I sent the Reiki through. And I did it for maybe a minute and a half. I don't even remember how long. Yeah. I gave it as much as I could because I was in an airport. And that's another thing. You'll just intuitively know how much has to go. You'll get a...
Wow.
You'll know. Yeah. And you check in. I checked in with her. How is it? I can move it more. I sent a little bit more. And then by the end of this 5-10 minute call, I can't remember how long, she was able to put her arm down and fell asleep right away.
Wow.
Because also, it relaxes your body. So that's just one thing. And I've been doing this since 2015. Yeah. For myself, then for others. And it never ceases to amaze me how easy and gentle and helpful it is.
Wow.
It can't solve all problems, but it can. It just depends on the person who's receiving it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had another example where my sister was in Hawaii and I was in the Netherlands, and she said, my foot is swollen. I looked at a reflexology map of the foot. I asked her to tell me where it hurts. And then I just sent her Reiki over a WhatsApp messaging. And the next day she was able to walk all over that island. You know, it was just things like this.
Yeah.
And you can do that at Reiki 1.
Okay.
I don't know about distant healing. I have to check into that. But Reiki 1, you can do it for your family, plants, animals. Like, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. I have an idea here to wrap this up, and that is if you are, because it's unbelievable.
We're going to
listen
to
this thing.
Town.
We're
going
to listen to this thing and see if it's worth transmitting. But now there's like a big giant truck parked across the street too with the motor running, and the Sanders going full blast. But here's what I'd like to do. If you are such a dedicated listener that you are still listening.
Thank you, by the way.
Thank you.
We want to see you if you're this dedicated.
Here's what I'd like to ask. If you're still listening and you have a question about Reiki, ask in the comments. This will be in YouTube, and I'll put this in my podcast. And just ask a question, ideally in the YouTube channel. That'd be the best.
Yeah.
And let us know what questions do you have. And anything goes. Remember, I know next to nothing about this. I've learned more in the past 15 minutes about this than I knew before. So
right.
What do you think? Yeah.
And this six-hour thing, you will learn everything.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Please, questions, yes.
Yeah.
But just so you know, you won't walk away. You'll know Reiki, what it is.
So what questions do you have about Reiki that you would like Susan to answer? Please ask in the comments in YouTube. In fact, I'm going to make a little short of just me asking that part. And we'll get some answers. That'll be really fun. Because
yeah.
I want to know, because we're doing this thing. There's this great quote I heard recently, and it says, it's W-O-W-Y, I think, with or without you. And it sounds a little, could be a little harsh on the one hand.
It's also a U2 song.
Oh, apparently it's a U2 song. you're right, with or without you. So we're doing this workshop. Susan is giving this workshop. And it sounds weird, but with or without you, we're going to do it. The question is up to you, whether you'd like to join, whether you'd like to learn about Reiki, about learning more about energy healing, and gaining some of what we've been talking about today. Okay, I think the noisiest street, noisiest canal in Amsterdam, but we're having fun. I hope you are. Yeah.
Going hard.
Ideally, you have tuned into Susan and Bradley here, and it's all coming through loud and clear, and you're loving it, and thanks for listening, and leave us a question. Thanks, Susan. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Bradley.
And we'll talk soon. Bye, all.
Oh, my God.